Okay, we're going to study the millennium. Did we take our test on the Battle of Armageddon yet? We didn't. We're going to take it now. Okay. Boy, I'm sorry I've been so out of it. I'll go get your test and I'll be back in a minute. Okay, tape students, pick up file 12 in the college library. This is your test on the Battle of Armageddon. It's a timed test, and you have 35 minutes. It's 7 after, so that would be 42. So I'll probably come back at 7:45. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, I'm going to sit down because I'm so tired. Okay, we will correct file 12 beginning now. Not tonight, it's not. Not tonight, it's not. Okay. I feel like Johnny Carson. Okay, we're going to correct file 12, so trade your paper. Make sure the originator's name is on the paper and write your name in as corrector. Okay, part one. Number one, A like apple. Two, B like boy. Is this extra loud or does it just sound funny to me because of where I'm sitting? Is that better?
You can't. Go halfway in between. If you'd like to talk, I'll adjust it to the classroom.
Okay, testing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Right there, that's good. Thanks. I'm going to. No, just today. Okay, I'm too tired to stand up. Okay, let's see. Number one, A like apple. Two, B like boy. Three, B like boy. Four, C like cow. Five, A like apple. Six, E like elephant. Page two, seven, D like dog. Eight, D like dog. 9, D like dog. 10, E like elephant. 11, D like dog. 12, D like dog. 13, E like elephant. Page 3, 14, C like cow. 15, E like elephant. Part 2, check all that apply. Number 1, they're all checked. Page 4, question 2, A blank, B blank, C blank, D blank, E check, F check, G check, H check, I check, J blank, K blank, L check. He did fight a battle there. He didn't just say it's a good battle site. Okay, 3, A check, B check, C check, D check, E check. How many of you left E blank? Because it doesn't really say he fights. Is that why you left it blank, Bill, or did you do it for another reason? What do you mean by that?
The four points of Daniel 8 has to do with the four generals.
Oh, I'm talking about E like elephant, false prophet. That's okay. Anybody leave E blank because it doesn't really say he fights? Okay. If anybody on tape left E blank for that reason, I'll give you credit. Okay, F is blank, G check, H check, I check, J check, K check, L check, M blank, N blank, O check, P blank. Question 4, they're all checked. Okay, page 5. Question 5, only D like dog is blank. The rest are checked. Page 6. Question 6. A check, B check, C blank, D check, E check, F check, G blank, H check. Part 3, true or false. Number 1, only sea like cow is false, the rest are checked. Number 2, they're all true. Page 7, question 3. Only E like elephant is false. The rest are true. 4, they're all true. 5, only E like elephant is false. The rest are true. 6, only D like dog is false. The rest are true. 7, only D like dog is false. The rest are true. Page 8. Question 8. Only C like cow is false. The rest are true. Anybody think that was a trick question? Okay, because it's not. Some people accused me in my daytime class of that being a trick question. Okay, because the name of the city is Hamona. The cemetery is called Haman Gog. Okay, 9. Only B like boy is false. The rest are true. Part 4, matching. Number 1, E like elephant. 2, M like Mary. 3, G like goat. 4, B or J or K or any combination of those. 5, M like monkey. 6, M like monkey. 7, H or I or both. 8, L like ladder. 9, M like monkey. 10, Q like queen. And 11, M like monkey. Page 9, short answer. Implications that it's a war, that would be larger scope, more people, longer duration, greater consequence, global effect, final outcome, and change of government. Yes?
Is God's war against the Antichrist system?
Well, I don't really see why that means it's a war, not a battle. It seems to talk about the involvement of God more than just people. It's God's war against the system. I guess I won't take that. I want to know why it means war. Ryan?
Events will occur in places outside Palestine.
Well, I guess I'll take that one. That's close enough. Janet? Yeah, I'll take that. Yes? That's World War One. Okay. I'll take that. Willie? Yeah, that's a good one. Okay. Susan? Okay, that's a good argument why you should translate it as war. It doesn't really explain what the implication is. I'll take it, though. Okay.
If this were just one battle of Armageddon, what about all the armies and capital
cities? Oh, that just means it's bigger than one spot. I'll take that. Okay, let's finish this because the bell rang. Two reasons why God gathers the army. One would be to purify Judah or to cause the Jews to get saved, or to cause them to repent and turn to God. The other would be to destroy the Antichrist army. And finally, your drawing should have Armageddon underneath Mount Carmel diagonally. So it should look like this, going from northwest to southeast diagonally. Should be up there close to Mount Carmel, underneath Mount Carmel and the Sea of Galilee. Okay, 100 points, subtract from 100 and put the plus score at the top of the paper.
What about these two?
Yeah, those are good. I'll take this too. On number two on the back, the reasons. One would be to judge the Jews or judge Judah, and the other would be to judge the Antichrist army or judge the world. I'll take judgment, too, on that question. Steve? Any other questions?
I feel like the Egyptians, part of their motive is, this isn't even my test. I forget what question it is. Oh yeah, this one right here. I left it blank because part of the reasons the Arabs are attacking the Israelis is for like things like the West Bank and the Jordan and such. And that could be considered spoil, depending on how you define spoil. You know, land is spoil.